This sight had given fits to the men of his wing. The commander was just too good with his radar, knowing when to switch it on and when to switch it off. Whoever the little bastard was, he'd killed two weasels under Robin's command in the previous week. And so the colonel had drawn the mission for himself as soon as the frag order had gone up to hit this area again. It was his specialty, diagnosing, penetrating, and destroying air defenses. A vast, rapid, three-dimensional game in which the prize of winning was survival. He was roaring low, never higher than 500 feet, his fingers controlling the stick semi-automatically, while Zacharias' eyes watched the karst hilltops and his ears listened to the talk from the back seat. "He's at our nine, Robin," Jack told him. "Still sweeping, but he doesn't have us. Spiraling in nicely." "We're not going to give him a shrike," Zacharias thought. "They tried that the last time, and he spoofed it somehow. That error had cost him a major, a captain, and an aircraft. A fellow native of Salt Lake City, Al Wallace. Friends for years." "Damn it," he shook the thought off, not even reproving himself for the lowercase profanity. "Giving him another taste," Zacharias said, pulling back on the stick. The thud leapt upwards into